Eye on Eyewear Unicorn Lens Cards FY25 Numbers.
Top deck changes at Flipkart.
Solicitor General doubles down against X over fake Supreme Court handle.
IPO-bound Udaan acquires Shop Kirana to give boost to FMCG play.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Good evening, Bhavya. Let's start with Eyes on Lens Card, literally, because we accessed a deck that they presented to investors a few months ago, and it has some exclusive details on their financials.
That's true, Chandra. IPO-bound Lenskart clocked nearly $755 million in revenue for FY25, which was up from around $645 million in FY24. That's a 17% year-on-year growth, a bit of a cool-down from the previous 46% though.
And while growth may be slowing a tad as Lenskart becomes bigger and bigger, profitability is finally stepping into the spotlight. Now, we're hearing that EBITDA margins for FY25 are in the 18 to 22% range, which is a good number for a startup.
Right, and margins are no joke here too. Lenskart's boasting 70% gross margins with an average selling price of nearly $28 and a cost price of just $8. So that's some serious optical markup.
Nice optics indeed. And it's not just India. The company is expanding aggressively overseas. 300 million of its FY25 revenue came from global ops, especially Southeast Asia. Let's not forget the $400 million Owndays acquisition and even a China joint venture for manufacturing.
Yes, well, the plan, so 25% India market share by FY30, up from 10% now, and with $200 million in cash on hands, looks like Lenskart seems well-resourced, whether it's to fine-tune its vision or brace for the grind ahead.
Now, moving on from specs to smartphones, we're talking about the top tech changes at Flipkart.
Yes, so Kanchan Mishra, who was heading Flipkart Minutes, is now also taking charge of mobiles, arguably Flipkart's most strategic vertical. That's quite the portfolio, from instant grocery to India's favorite gadget.
So Kanchan will be replacing Flipkart veteran Smriti Ravichandran, who is moving on from the firm. On the travel front, Manjari Singhal from Clear Trip is stepping up to head the travel business. But while some are moving up, others are signing off, like we said.
Yes, so you spoke about Smriti Ravichandran, who was there in the firm for 13 years as the VP of Mobiles and Travel. And she's not alone. Recent exits include Ankit Jain from the grocery team, Prajakta Kanaglekar from the HR, and Anurag Singhvi from the analytics team as well.
Even Ganesh Ramaswamy, who wore dual hats at Flipkart and Clear Trip, is moving on. The quick commerce rush from players like Zepto, Blinkit and Swiggy seems to be drawing on some of this talent. The race in this space is only getting hot.
All right, from exits to X, or rather a fake one. So a verified fake X account called Supreme Court of Karnataka just made its way into a real courtroom drama.
That's right. So during a hearing on X versus Union of India, Solicitor General Tushar Mehta used this very fake handle to demonstrate the dangers of misinformation and why platforms need to act faster.
Yes, apparently the account was taken down while the hearing was happening, prompting Mehta to quip that it was treated as an oral takedown notice. Classic courtroom comedy.
Behind the laughs, there's a serious tussle over the Sahyog portal, a centralized system for sending takedown notices to digital platforms. X is challenging its legality, calling it a censorship tool.
Yes, but the government says it's just an admin upgrade, a fix for the earlier chaos of scattered police takedown letters. And get this, 38 platforms have onboarded already, including Google, YouTube, Amazon, and Telegram.
Even Meta is in the final stages of integration, but X, well, they're still holding out.
And finally, let's talk Kirana Tech. Udaan is back in the news with a big ticket acquisition. They've snapped up Indore-based Shop Kirana in an all-stock deal.
So this ties into their IPO preparations. Udaan recently raised $114 million in its Series G round of funding and is trimming costs while scaling strategically.
Yes, so let's talk about synergies here. Shop Kirana brings a stronghold in tier 2 and 3 cities like Indore, Bhopal and Agra. They specialize in empowering Kiranas with digital procurement and efficient last mile delivery. So Udaan's national infra plus Shop Kirana's regional depth could really boost penetration in high frequency FMCG segments.
And investors like Info Edge, which also joined Udaan's cap table through this deal, see it as a consolidation move. Udaan's contribution margin is up, EBITDA burn is down, and fixed costs have been trimmed by 20% this year.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya and Chandra signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.